Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today I'm reading from the Tattoo Tarot deck, and today we have the Moon card. I've chosen it specifically because it is about deception, uncertainty, error, trickiness, dishonesty, danger, terror, power of feelings, developments underground, undercover or hidden forces, right? So for the moment, don't really put your trust or faith in anyone. People need to start showing you their worth rather than you showing them what you're worthy of or what your worth is. By now, you should know your worth. And if you do not, you should start seeing what you are capable of. Because as I said, July is a period of letting go of things that no longer serve you. So anger, aggression, helplessness, loneliness, all of these things that we generally try to mask as humans to show that we have strength. The true strength is showing sides of us which we as personally are quite scared of showing to others, because in showing them to others, we are showing ourselves what we are truly like. And sometimes we're scared because we may actually like the hidden values that we have inside us. So we might actually like being moody. We might actually like being grumpy. We might actually like being deceptive. But instead, we wear this facade of always wanting to be positive and doing the right thing by everyone and to please others rather than ourselves. And we then lose ourselves in all of these feelings and emotions of, I wish this didn't happen, I wish I could change this, blah, blah, blah. By not being honest with ourselves, we're not really being honest to others. We're showing them a facade of ourselves. So now is a time for you to show your true colours, because there are sides of you which aren't really as bad as you may think they are. You just think they're bad because you've often thought, if I am a certain way, then this is how I will be perceived. But then, of course, you don't really know everyone on the entire planet and how they're going to take you. For all you know, you might be inspiring to them by showing your true self to them. So when it comes to not trusting people, you shouldn't really take on board too much of what they say, because people can be very flippant and say things in the moment that they don't necessarily mean. But the way that it's taken can be quite harsh, and they don't realize that they're doing it. So if you take things with a pinch of salt, you might realize that maybe you are being overreactive, and maybe you are being too passive in your day-to-day life, and this is why you are in certain situations. Now, if you're in a really, really happy place, like absolutely happy, keep hold of that, right? But remember that you may have days where things may fall apart and you feel like, oh, my life has fallen to pieces. This is being over dramatic, right? This is just the way things are. You need to control your own emotions. And this is what this energy at the moment is teaching us, how to control and how to maintain a stable balance inside our own personal selves, so we can have a steady balance of happiness, sadness, and understanding of our own emotions. So we don't just fluctuate from one to the other, one to the other, one to the other, one to the other, and bouncing around and not really knowing where we stand with ourselves and then how we stand with others. So for the moment, don't really go overboard with trust or involvement with anything anyone says or does. Just take it with a pinch of salt, number one. And number two, don't forget that if anything sets you off, just let it be. Do not try to sacrifice your emotions for others, sake, just be who you are. And this is only a temporary phase, but the more you hold it back, the worse it will be. So it's better to let go of it now rather than regret it later. All right, that's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with another card, probably guiding you how to do this all over again in different words. Bye.